Hi, I'm Rick Lefevre, Master Hypnotist, NLP Master Practitioner, and PS Tech Certified Therapist. I've been in practice helping people for over 25 years. Welcome to the Laughing Longevity Podcast, where we explore the answer to the question, how good can you feel? The quickest route to feeling better. How good can you feel? Are you interested in a very quick and effective way to feel better than you currently do? Today I want to talk about one of the easiest and yet most powerful ways of changing how you feel, your emotional state. And let me tell you, this works like magic, and I have never seen it fail to work. Before I demonstrate this exercise, let me describe the general principle on which it is based. Our emotions and our physiology and posture are inextricably linked. I want you to think of your standing posture for a moment. Imagine slouching or stooping your shoulders, breathing low in your body, and having your eyes looking down toward your feet. Now imagining that, how do you feel? If you were really standing like that, how would you usually feel? The emotional state that usually accompanies this posture is expressed in the verbal descriptions such as downcast, down, down and out. All right. Now imagine a comfortably straight posture with your head resting back fully on your neck, your eyes forward or even slightly up, breathing high into your chest, and your legs not locked, but straight. Now for most people, even imagining that posture, much more actually adopting it, brings an almost instant increase in the experience of energy and vitality that you'll feel. And the verbal descriptions such as up or upbeat or chin up tend to indicate the general emotional tone of that second posture. This means that we can use our physiology, even our imagined physiology, to drive our emotions. And this is actually quite handy, as it's generally easier and quicker to change our posture, change our physiology, than it is to directly address and try to change our emotions. Let's do an exercise. Notice how you feel right now. Now, hopefully you're feeling magnificent. However, in order to make a more dramatic and observable effect, let me ask you to take a moment and remember a mildly unpleasant event from your past. Take a moment to remember enough of the details of this event to begin to engage the memories associated unpleasant feelings. Don't go too deep. Just get a taste. Of course, if you started this exercise entertaining an unpleasant feeling, well, that'll work as well. Just pay attention to that feeling. If you are recalling a past event, perhaps you can recall specifically your body's posture during that event, the state of your physiology. Perhaps you can recall what was being said or the sounds in the environment. The more details you can recall, the more effective you'll be able to plug in to that feeling. That should be enough. Now, notice how you feel, just for a moment. Now for the magic. Smile. That's right. Just smile. Curl up the corners of your mouth. It's simple. You've been doing this all of your life. And even if you have to fake it, make yourself smile. So, smile. Good. Now stop smiling. Now smile again, a bit bigger of a smile this time. Involve more of your face, more of your body in the smile. Now stop smiling. Now an even bigger smile, more of your face involved. Allow your eyes to be smiling as well as your mouth. Now stop smiling. And now the biggest, goofiest smile you can possibly make. The kind of smile that you wouldn't want to be caught dead expressing in mixed company. Now try to stop smiling and notice how you feel. You've just used your physiology to drive your emotions. And while smiling might not fix all of your troubles, it's guaranteed to help you feel better. Give it a try. This is Rick Lefevre, hypnotherapist with Laughing Longevity. And if you're interested in exploring more about how to use your physiology to change your emotional state, or any of the other change tools that we use at Laughing Longevity, please check out our website at www.howgoodcanyoufeel.com. Have a magnificent day.